ما خلني كان خان إبراهيم حفظك الله تعالى. أوكي ما دي برضه جس فوكس بالنية because I will give you a rule and you will يعني you will use it for all situations in such matter. Look my dear brother, number one, you are not the month in Islam cannot be less than 29. So there is no Ramadan will be 28 days for any Muslim, and there is no month in Islam that exceed 30 days. So the month in Islam, Ramadan or other than Ramadan, either 29 or 30. Okay. So this is the first point. What's the benefit from this? The benefit from this that you know, you fast. You need to be your fasting days. The days of your fasting need to be minimum 29 or maximum 30. Okay. This is number one. Point number two. You always follow the people that you will be among them. If you traveled. For example, you travel to Saudi, after that you will be among them, so you're gonna fast like them or you're gonna open your fast like them. You understand? So imagine, for example, they open their fast when you just fasted 28. In this situation, obligate on you to open your fast. So you follow them and you do Hari Raya with them. Then after that, because you fast 28, and in the Islam there is no month that in 28, so what you're gonna do, you're gonna make up one day minimum. It's more than enough for you. This is the fatwa of the majority of the ulama, including Sheikh Baz ibn Uthaymeen and others. And this is the correct opinion. You don't fast 28. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen have two opinions, one like the majority, one is the minority, but this is the absolutely correct opinion. You understand, like the Prophet ﷺ said in Hajj ibn Umar, الشهر هكذا وهكذا وهكذا وهكذا. I mean, he mentioned the month either 28, 29 or 30. Cannot be 28. But you make it up after you celebrate the Eid with them. You are not allowed to fast where everybody is celebrating. Like how the Prophet ﷺ said, الصوم يوم تصومون والفطر يوم تفطرون وعرفاء يوم يعرف الناس. So when everybody is fasting, you fast with them. When everybody is opening his fast, you open fast with them. Okay, in other scenario, you reach the people when you already completed 30 days. But they're gonna continue extra one day because they didn't see the Hilal. In this situation, what? In this situation, you follow them too, but not in fasting, in acting as if you are fasting to avoid the fitna. But you are allowed to eat in your house because you complete your fasting. There is no fasting for a Muslim to be more than 30 days. So this scenario is different in terms of you are not fasting, but at the same time you are not celebrating your Eid. You're gonna celebrate your Eid in the next day when everybody surrounds you celebrating the Eid. And in general, you need to follow the environment that where you're gonna be with after you're traveling. Barakallahu fiqh.